to open up to the floor. I think you may have been first in the red coat.
Ben Morris, I'm from the 13 Menu City Right to Work campaign. They've sent an official message of support for my brother, so you have the official support of the National Union Teachers in Sheffield. Also, we've got an executive meeting tomorrow. I would like to bring the spirit of this occupation to our union. I'd like to invite a student along to come and speak, so if you've got any volunteers, come and see me afterwards. We need to bring that spirit into the unions. We've got people here from my union. We've got Martin here from the Buses Unite branch. We've got lots of people from PCS. We've got people from UCU. Maybe we should have a dance-off between us. We could organise that. We need some of that spirit. I've been coming to the occupation. I've been coming during the last week, and I have learnt a lot more, you know. I have learnt about how to run a campaign, the discipline, the democracy I've seen is absolutely fantastic. When I spoke in the first meeting, I spoke about students, you know, we've all got to understand, this ain't just about fees and cuts. The reason the government are nervous, the reason why the police were outside the occupation when I spoke, was because they're worried about this generalising, because they're attacking everybody at once, and the students have opened up the resistance. But if people understand that, it's in the demands of the occupation, it's been fantastic the way they see that all these things are linked up. I think in the Right to Work campaign for the last 6 months, really, since this government's been elected, and we knew this offensive is coming in, what we're fighting about is that, yes, we've got to have the arguments about what the alternatives are and convince people that cuts aren't necessary, but really, lots of people at my work are convinced that the cuts are wrong. They're convinced it's unjustified. They know there's no such thing as public sector profligacy when your ceilings are falling through. They know that that's not true. They know the banks cause this mess, but they use the word inevitable. Things are going to be hard and it's inevitable. And we've been fighting against that word inevitable. There has to be resistance. There has been resistance. We began to get demonstrations outside of Town Hall in Sheffield. They built up. We had a regional TUC demonstration of 1,000. We organised a feeder march to it. We got 200 people to go and protest, joined 7,000 outside Tory party conference. It was building up, but it was too slow. You know, TUC announced a demonstration on March the 26th and they start talking about figures, 250,000, whatever, that's brilliant, but I sort of half didn't believe it until the 10th of November and the students' march. That fantastic demonstration, I think it has broken through. It has been a spear that's broken the ice, it really has, in terms of take. And now I think when we talk about that demo in March, it could be absolutely huge. It could be, but it won't be unless we organise, unless we work. The demonstration we have in Sheffield when the Lib Dems are holding their conference here, I was a bit worried the other day because I saw a headline, Lib Dems call off conference due to threat of protest. And I thought that was a Sheffield one. And oh, bollocks, you know. We want them to come. No, it's the one they had in London. Well, let's make sure the same thing happens when they try to organise this big event in Sheffield. Let's turn out thousands. We need local marches. We need lots of little activities like the UK Uncut things yesterday, which Right to Work has been supporting, having a go at the tax dodgers and exposing them. We need loads of that. But above all, we really need to do the work and we need to organise. And there's no example of how to do that better than this students' occupation. On the 14th of December, we've got the Sheffield Anti-Cuts campaign is pulling together an organising committee, and we'd like lots of students along to that, in particular some to come along as delegates, you to vote yourself delegates to take part, people who are prepared to do the work week in, work out, to do the hard work of organising, because we won't get the 250,000 if we don't do that work. We've got to start, as was said by UCU speaker, that we've got to get trains, but just went out of my head. We've got to get trains. We've got to think it does. We've got to think differently about this. It's not business as usual. Too many trade unionists are still in a business as usual mode in their heads, and we've got to break people from that, and we've got to think massive in terms of what the opposition can be over the next few months.
I'm a secondary school teacher here in Sheffield, and I'm also the parent of teenagers, and I just want to say what an enormous pleasure it has been over the last few weeks to see students that I teach, friends of my kids, getting involved in this fantastic struggle, and what an inspiration it's been for all of us. And I want to just mention something about EMA, Educational Maintenance Allowance, because I see that you have in your demands that needs to be immediately reinstated. And that is such a crucial thing for working class students to be able to access sixth form education. It makes the difference. If you're the first person in your family to be going on to do sixth form education, you might be expected to go and get a job. If you can get EMA, you can say, well, no, actually, I can get £30 a week, £20 a week, a month. It will help towards the cost of the education. If that goes, it will make a huge difference to how young people can access education. So I think it's brilliant and a really crucial part of this struggle that the demand to reinstate EMA is there. And also, I think, really, it's been a grim time to be a teenager or a young person in this country. It's not a coincidence that young people and children in the UK are the most unhappy in Europe. It's not a coincidence because they're also the most tested. We've also had the free market pushed down our throats in education for many years now. And, of course, these cuts are just the next step on for that attempt to bring the free market in education. So I think the fact that this student movement has taken off like this really turns the tables on that feeling. It's brilliant that, you know, young people, they all wear hoodies, they're violent, they don't care about anything. Actually, this has been completely turned on its head by occupations like this one. And again, the very process of being in occupation, I think it teaches us trade unionists a lot about how to fight. Because it's a process, isn't it? It's a process where people are here, they're talking to each other, they're educating themselves, they're organising, and it's absolutely inspirational. So I want to bring support to this occupation. I also hope that all of us here, I can see there's lots of people here who are workers who are in trade unions, we all need to be thinking about how we can pick up that struggle. There are lots of unions where we need to fight now, this week, to ensure that our unions organise ballots over the attack on pensions, over the attack on our jobs and services and so on. So keep up the fight. It's been an absolute inspiration.
Yeah, you got to excuse me. I've been in here since Tuesday, and it has a funny effect on you. I just want to say, like, how happy I am just standing here with a room full of people and the support we've received from all across the public sector, all across the trade unions, all across the unemployed, the disabled. The amount of support we've got is just overwhelming, and I think that one of the things that is that we've mentioned in the meeting before, some of the speakers have mentioned it, is that the student movement as a whole, all the occupations, the demands that are in common are that we recognise that this is an ideological attack on the working class, this is an ideological attack on the welfare state, and this isn't just simply an attack on education. And we have been trying to reach out to other workers and show solidarity and try and inspire the workers' movement as well, the labour movement. And to have people come to this meeting and to make the comments that have been made, I am buzzing right now. But I just wanted to say as well that I just want to say to both the university, to unions really, that there is a demand. There is a definite demand for transportation to be going to London on Saturday to the UCU demo. And I would actually, I've said it before to them, I just want to reiterate really that this demand is, we need some transportation. And I'd also like to offer the hat out to any union branches who could possibly help out with any funding for transportation, because I tell you now, the students are angry and we're willing to, we need to work with everyone. This is an attack on us all and we need to work together. And I'll see you there on Thursday in London, but we need to move forward from this. We need to keep building and I'm bloody excited.
Mary Lloyd, I'd like to begin by responding
100,000 public and commercial service union members who are in the forefront of the most vicious attacks by government. And the work that the students have done over the last period have been an absolute inspiration, and they've actually built the confidence of our members in our workplaces that it is possible that we can stop the cuts if we intervene and do the work absolutely possible. And yes, we should build for the maximum support for the 26th of March demonstration in London, for the maximum support on Thursday for the demonstration to try and stop the students' fees. But it's not just about that. We have to build momentum. The intervention that we make over the next period is absolutely crucial. The vote in Parliament on Thursday is one part of that. But let's be absolutely clear, if we don't win that vote, that will not stop us taking these discussions and arguments into the workplaces, into the universities, into the communities, and building the absolute struggle against what this government has in store for us. The intervention that we make is crucial, and we must keep the momentum up. That means not just building for the 26th of March. That means making as much noise, as much anger, turning all that energy that the comrade over there talks about into uniting the struggle in Sheffield and towns and cities up and down the country over the next period. The future is absolutely in our hands. Let's build for a demonstration as early after Christmas as we possibly can. Let's support workers in struggle. My members could face possibly 2,000 job losses in Sheffield alone. It is important that we unite together and defend those workers. Same in education, same in health, same right across the public sector. We must unite together. We can unite together. We do the work properly, then we can defeat the cuts. Thank you for listening.
I just wanted to make the same point that I've been making at these meetings, drawing attention to the language of the disabled and their carers are going to be affected. Well, some people that have impairments are students, parents, and a small proportion of people do actually work. But I have to say that people that have impairments generally are condemned to a life of poverty. People that have impairments are not even seen as employable. And yes, there are a lot of course, people that have impairments that are so severe that they cannot work for whatever reason, but they're not seen in a positive light. They're never, ever seen as contributors to society. They're always seen as being, quote, cared for. And I personally am really sick of that language. And all I'm trying to say is that the government, this nasty coalition, is going to even further disable people. This coalition is going to further keep people in their place, subordinate people, even organizations that are supposedly representative of people with impairments. They want to keep us in our place. I've been at the receiving end of that several times where I've tried to go in, represent people, bring about advocacy services. They're not interested. They don't want anybody to come in as a service provider that happens to have an impairment. They want people to stay in their place and be subordinate and be as service users, rather than what we can contribute, you know, representing ourselves to the community and to society and to the workforce. And if you know anybody with an impairment or with special needs, tell them to get off their ass. We need to represent ourselves and mobilize because, yeah, we are going to be kept in our place even more so. And it's up to us to represent ourselves as non-workers, as contributors, and say, look, you know, we have a place in all of this too, standing shoulder to shoulder, equal with the trade unions, equal with other claimants' unions, etc.
Greetings and solidarity, everybody. We started this meeting tonight on a song. You'll be writing your songs in the future, comrades. That's what you'll be singing. You're all making history. I ask for the privilege of spending 24 hours in the Leeds occupation over the weekend. so impressed, so inspired what comrades like you are doing. You are making history. You are formulating your futures. You are making a stand. And I've said that about it. But my second act today, I was going to speak on behalf of 42,000 individuals and families in this great city of Sheffield. I'm Sheffield, I'm born and bred. So proud of this city. But it's 42,000 individuals are facing an uncertain future. Them are council tenants. In the future, this government is looking to evict, penalise and marginalise them 42,000 individuals. Of course I'm talking about the attack on the secure tenancies and housing benefit. We are seeing an initial attack on these individuals. We are looking at a prospect of people being evicted because they're earning too much or too little, or being seeing their secure tenancies, which basically ripping it all up and saying, like, well, you know, you're unaccountable for. We're not only talking about the young and the old, we're talking about young families and children getting evicted from these properties. You see, the council housing is not something, well, it's a privilege, it's actually a right. Housing, that education, is a right. And we've got to fight together. One more thing, and I'll finish off on this. Now, there's quite a few old heads in this audience today. We've been through all this before. But I remember one individual I met, and that one individual called Sir Keith Joseph. He came up to this day where I used to live on the manor. And he toured around and he saw the devastation, what he did. Now, I don't want that to face the next generation, because I want to die under a socialist government, not a poverty government, what we've been facing for the last 30 years. One more, and I'll leave it at this because I'm getting quite emotional, sorry about this. Well, one more thing, you are shaping history, you are making the change. I'm telling you now, the only working people out here are backing you, and they will back you solid, but keep it going forward, keep it strong, and solidarity, you will shall win your fight.
Actually started to energise groups of workers up and down the country who have actually started to see a sense of how you can fight, about what a strategy to fight and win would look like. And Bill raised the question earlier on about, do we have a right to overthrow this government? David Cameron is a big fan of spouting the old idea about with rights come responsibilities. And I want to make it really, really clear. We don't just have a right to smash this Frankenstein government. We have an absolute responsibility to smash this government. And that's a heavy responsibility. It's going to demand of all of us a level of commitment and a level of work that, you know, in many ways we've not been demanded of before. We're going to have to bring that unity to bear. People within the trade union movement are talking about coordinated strike action. And I think we need to go much further than just coordination between unions like my own, Unison, the NUT, the PCS. On the 26th of March, when they talk about 2 million people marching in London, we should say, why stop there? We should demand that it isn't 2 million, that it's 20 million, it's 30 million. Right across the country, London shouldn't be the only location. We should be taking coordinated strike action across the private sector, across the public sector. The question of a general strike in this country is not beyond the bounds of possibility any longer. When people talked about the British workers not being like the Greeks and not being like the French, and when they talked about students being too apathetic, they were wrong. It is, for some people in this room, within living memory, when workers last brought down a Tory government. We can do that again. We can start from this place moving forward. Because we don't have a choice. You know, Bill also used the phrase, another world is possible. And David Cameron believes that another world is possible. But it isn't the world that we would look to. It's the world of 1900s Britain. It's the world of 1850. When people like us were consigned to penury and poverty up and down the country, because what they are doing to us is they are carrying out a restructure. Now, for people like me working in local government, a restructure normally means a team or a service. They're talking about restructuring the entire economy to make you pay higher tuition fees, to make us pay with our jobs, with lower wages, to manage our expectations so that our children will not demand more. So when we say another world is possible, we are posing a very, very stark political choice, because the world that we want is one where our children will grow up happy, healthy, housed, where we will not suffer job cuts. And that's the world that all of you who have been in occupation over the last few weeks will enter in a very, very short few years. That's a world that's worth fighting for. David Cameron's other world is one that we have to defeat, we have to smash, and you've made a fantastic start.
Started to recognise the struggles that are around them. They've started to see the struggles for jobs. They've started to see the struggles around pensions, for example, and the broader movement to an ideological attack by the Tories. And I think what we really need to be saying is, not only are we struggling to stop what the Tory government are doing to us, we have to be saying, well, what do we actually want? We want free education as students, and that's what we should be fighting for. Workers want better pay. They want more opportunities. They want to be able to be treated like a person and not as something that essentially just provides something, a service for someone. They want better pensions, and this is something that we all need to unite together. And what I really want to say is that once the government starts to attack the elderly, once it starts to attack the disabled, the unemployed, the students and the workers, the only thing that's going to stop this and the only thing that's going to break the government is when we start a united fight back and a mass movement. A mass movement will grab the government by the nads, all right, so to speak. But when we say what's really going to bring down this government is strike action. Students can organise, students can ignite the movement, but what essentially will bring down this government is coordinated strike action. Once workers withdraw their labour, we can start to see this government fall down, because essentially their power is in their wealth and their ability to exploit people. And if we say no, we're not going to stand for that. No, we're not going to let you do that to us. We are many, you are few. We'll fight back and we'll win.
The first thing is then to do the Labour Party. I think I'm part of a generation that's grown up absolutely loathing the Labour Party. I can absolutely understand why so many students voted for the Lib Dems, going, well, they're a left alternative, we should vote for them, they're going to abolish tuition fees. I think a lot of that stems from the fact that the working class has been utterly defeated in this country. We have seen 30 years of a low-ever struggle where class consciousness is class consciousness is so low that so many young people don't understand the concept of what class they're in, where their allegiances lie. And I think that's sort of brought about some confusion about what the Labour Party is. So many people voted for the Lib Dems going, they're going to represent us. The Lib Dems have never represented us. They represent business. Their funding comes from big business. We need to think carefully about actually what the Labour Party is. The Labour Party has been completely eaten up by the right wing. It's been completely destroyed. But there is still a positive quantitative difference there, and that difference mainly comes from the fact that there is a trade union Labour link. So we need to be active in our trade unions going, actually, Labour Party, you need to turn around and start representing us. The Labour Party must be responsive to us because we fund it. So what we should be saying, and part of our movement, should be going to the Labour Party, going to Labour councillors, going to whole Labour councils and going, we need to defy the cuts. And this has happened in history. It's a brilliant bit of history in the 1920s. A Labour council in Poplar in London defied Conservative cuts. it turned around, ran a deficit budget and said, we're not going to pass on to the cuts the working people we represent. It's very important we remember that tradition, and we should be saying to Labour councillors, don't pass on the cuts, but we also need to go above and beyond that and say, well, actually, ultimately, they're not going to be able to provide what we need in the conditions we live in at the moment. Second thing I was going to say is that I completely agree with what people like Liz Lawrence have been saying and other people about what's happening to education. As a teacher, I can see what's happening to pupils I teach. They're put through a regime where they have to learn certain things, they have to be tested, and they have to come out with these magic skills at the end so they can get a job. It's absolutely appalling what's happening to our education. And it's why I'm so glad I was talking to a couple of school students who came down on Friday night. Actually, about 30 school students came down Friday night to support the occupation. And a lot of them think about starting a school students' union. That's an absolutely brilliant idea, and I really commend them for that. So finally then, I think it's important that we've had all these groups here together in the room today, and we've had them down in the occupation. And we did that for the anti-cuts committee when we set up the launch meeting a couple of Wednesdays ago. All the different groups, all the different campaigns have come together in the room, those different trade unions come together in the room. We need to continue that tradition and make sure that we have a Labour movement and a student movement-based campaign with school students' unions, with the trade union movement, with all the different groups that are campaigning, so we can make sure we can continue this fight onwards. Thank you.
It's been absolutely overwhelming. The financial support, the food, everything has been amazing. And I think I like the a lot of people have done this of borrowing the Tories slogans. I'm going to borrow a slogan that the Tories borrowed from High School Musical: "We're all in this together." I actually think that this has made a lot of students aware, as well as workers, that we're all in this together, actually, and that the only way we can fight back is united. And I think it's fantastic people speaking about all the different things that are going on and how we can bring them together. People talking about March is incredibly exciting. I mean, what's going on at the moment is exciting, but the idea of the prospect of that day is incredibly exciting for me. And I agree with people that are saying that we need to be pushing for coordinated strike action. I think as students, that's what we want to see. It's great that you're supporting us, and now we want you to go back and put pressure on your colleagues and in terms of that. But I also wanted to make the point that it's been really important to us that this occupation has been supported by both Sheffield UTU and by the student union here in Sheffield. Unfortunately, Joe and Rachel have left. They're not in the back of the room, which is a shame, because I wanted to bring up the point of Thursday when, as people have mentioned, the vote is in Parliament on whether they're raising tuition fees. And I think it's whilst this wave of occupations have been fantastic, it's incredibly crucial that to continue that, we're there on Thursday in our numbers to really bring the fight to the streets. I mean, I've got no illusions with the Condem coalition. So I think the Lib Dems, once they formed that coalition, they kind of threw any principles they had out of the window. But it's still important that we're there, because the fight doesn't end on Thursday. You know, this is still the beginning. You know, what we're seeing now is people putting their heads above the parapet, and we really need to start bringing this fight to the government, and we do need to pull this government down. We have a right to bring down this government, and it's important that we're there, and it's important that we're there at every single protest, every single occupation, every single strike, and I hope you're all there with me as well. Thanks a lot.
In part of my life, I'm a health worker, I'm a member of Unite, and we haven't heard a great deal about the NHS. The Condem government says that it's going to keep the funding going to the NHS, just very, very slight increase. But the problem is that it's marketising the NHS, it's privatising the NHS, and that's one of the things that I want to pick up from what the speakers earlier have said, that one of the aspects of tuition fees is not just the burden that it's going to put on students, but the fact that the government is taking away funding from universities, and in effect that's privatising education with all that means. So I really think it is, every speaker has said this really, this isn't just about money, it's about a whole ideological change that we have to resist. So that's with my NHS Unite hat on. I'm also a city councillor for the Green Party, obviously. I represent Central Ward. Central Ward includes the city centre, it includes Broomhall, it includes Sharrow, Highfield, Lowfield. So lots and lots of residences here. There are loads of students who live in those areas. And my heart goes out to those students and future students in the world that we're facing. But it's also a very, very mixed ward with people from lots of different ethnic backgrounds, lots of different cultures, lots of different housing tenures, including thousands of people in council houses. And I really, really worry for those people. As I represent those people, a big part of a councillor's work is listening to what your constituents are saying, trying to help their individual cases, but then building those cases into campaigns. And this campaign really picks up a lot of those issues for me. The final thing that I want to say is that I stood in the general election in Central Constituency. As everybody knows, a lot of people here will know, that there was a very, very big fight between Labour and Lib Dem in Central Constituency. I went to dozens of hustings and I heard both the Lib Dem and the Labour candidate talk about the cuts they were going to make. The only difference was that the Labour said, oh, well, we'll just make them a little bit more slowly. And as the Green Party, we put forward a costed manifesto in which we showed exactly the things that the speakers from the front and all the way around the room have said, is that if we tax the very wealthy, if we stop tax evasion, if we control the banks properly, there is plenty of money to do all the things we need. And I would pick up what the PSC is saying, what the Right to Work people are saying, that we another reason for needing that investment. It's not just about creating a sustainable society in which people live happily and fairly and look after each other rather than being in competition and seeing themselves as enemies. It's also about creating a sustainable world. And unless we invest now in that green infrastructure, unless we invest in properly insulated new and retrofitted council houses, unless we invest in proper public transport, unless we invest in industries which are making new green energy rather than arms, unless we do those things and do them quickly, our future is very, very bleak. In the Green Party, we're having a meeting tomorrow, 4:30 in the Rayner Lounge. Peter Tatchell is coming up. He's going to speak at the Gay Icons series, and he's going to speak at that meeting for us too. He's a member of the Green Party. I'm going to be speaking too, so if you want to find out more about what we do, you're very welcome. We've got our AGM on Wednesday. I suggest you just Google on Sheffield Green Party, and anybody will be welcome to that too. We're going to have our main speakers. Obviously, what else could we do about the cuts and the student occupations? Thank you.
My name is Maxine Bowler. I'm the chair of the Unite branch for the voluntary sector. I'm a community worker. I want to bring greetings to the occupation and I want to bring solidarity. But I want to say more, really, because, you know, 1968 was when the student movement set the world on fire. In 1968, when the French students, 30,000 of them, marched on the streets of Paris, they started an enormous general strike. And I actually believe that what is taking place here, what you are doing, what ordinary people are doing, is starting to set the world on fire. And that's why I want to say absolute tribute to you. And actually, it's not just the university students, is it? It's the youngsters from the Woodcraft folk. It's the people from King Edward's College. It's the people from Longley College. It's the young people who know they ain't going to get into university any longer. Destroy people's dreams and aspirations. You cannot tell people that you have to work hard in schools and in colleges when those people are not going to be able to get into universities. They cannot afford to go to universities. And that's why I think it's fantastic what people are doing. And I'll tell you what I also think about it, is I stood on a platform with Max, who's down here, and Dexter, who's at Sixth Form College. And I think it's fantastic because people are
are becoming so much more politicised, so much more aware, actually starting to take control of your own destinies, because we are told all of our lives that we have no power and we can do nothing about the world in which we live in. Actually, it's rubbish. We can. I actually think the fact that they came in earlier on to say that they're not going to kick you out of this building is actually a step forward. It's not a massive step forward, but it's one sign that people are starting to back down. The fact that the Liberals are now saying they're not sure what they're going to do is a sign that you're having an impact, that you are starting to do something. So I say to you lot, you have to continue to fight. We have to try and spread it into the trade union movement. I will ask my union branch to give money to the coaches for Thursday, because I think it's incredibly important that as many of you get down there as possible. I also want to say, I want to pay tribute to you for actually staying in this freezing cold building for 6 days, because my feet are absolutely frozen now, and I know you lot have been sleeping in here. And my final thing is really, is that, you know, they are turning the clock back. They're trying to turn it back to the days when only the privileged went into higher education, where people didn't have any rights. And you think about the welfare state, actually it's only existed for something like 70 years, and actually they're talking about a quarter of it being hacked away. They are rolling the clock back. And actually, I'm sick to death that we have to keep constantly fighting to maintain just the decent things that ordinary people want in this world. And that there's a Greek fable about a man called Sisyphus who's doomed to keep rolling this block up and down the hill for the rest of his life. And I tell you what I'd like to see us do, push the bloody rock over the top and actually create a better society than the one that we live in.
Joined the protest. We came to the occupation Friday night, some of us came Saturday night, and I think it's absolutely great that university students, workers' unions, everyone here is supporting our futures in this way. But I also think that it's really important that we all encourage young people, like the way that King Edwards has been doing it, to organise their own things, to do things in their own time. I know that we walked out of school and that was a good point that we made, but you know, the flip side of that is that we walked out of the education that we're fighting for. And it's really important that we organise ourselves as young people, and that you guys can tell young people that you know to organise themselves to do things in our time outside of school, at the weekends after school, to show that we really do care. We're not just bunking off school, and to fight against the stereotype the media have created for us, because we do care about our futures, our ambitions, that the politicians who have already achieved their ambitions are trying to take away from us, and our future, our careers in general. Okay.
I think I speak for the occupation as a whole and say that every person that came in and gave us a message of solidarity or posted one online, and every person that came in and donated, whether it be a penny, a pound or a slice of bread, it meant so much to us for everybody to come and say thank you for what you're doing. We believe in you, we support you. And to see all the people here today, like this massive turnout that we've had, we are so thrilled to bits with it that it's been pulled off and that it's worked, and that everybody has come and said, yes, we support what we're doing, we're coming to this assembly and we'll give messages and we'll rally the troops and we'll say this is the way forward. And it means so much to us. And I thoroughly believe that the more that we do this and the more that we come together and the more that we openly show support to each other and openly encourage each other, the better we can be. Because the stronger we are, is the closer we are together. And the bigger the movement we can have, the more pressure from the bottom, is the more likely we are to succeed. Thank you.
Across the way, we've got
stay around for that.
I think, you know, there's been so many great contributions. Just bring on Roy Bailey.
Yeah.
I've just been asked to just announce National Day of Protest against welfare and housing benefit cuts on the 15th of December, and that's from the Sheffield Welfare Action Network. Thank you.
Okay.
Clanging, 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 cl